Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of
mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Probiotic is now a selling point for food. Probiotic supplements and foods like yogurt, kimchi, and kombucha all promise to aid in digestion and general health by breeding good gut bacteria. A Cambridge, Massachusetts startup is among a flood of enterprises looking at the effects of bacteria outside the body. AO Biome is testing a body spray, which it says can restore healthy, deodorizing, immune-boosting, anti-inflammatory bacteria to the skin and hair. Exactly the microscopic stuff we regularly wash away with soap and shampoo. Journalist and radio producer Julia Scott played guinea pig, going for a month without bathing, to test AO Biome's refreshing cosmetic mist. She wrote about the experience for the New York Times Magazine. Julia Scott, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
So tell us more about this refreshing cosmetic mist product. What is it, and what does AO Biome theorize that it can do?
So the product is called AO Plus, which stands for ammonia oxidizing. The ammonia oxidizing bacteria in this spray is called Nitrosomonas eutropha, which is kind of a mouthful. And it's bacteria, live bacteria, that the company is hoping to sell people like me and you to spray on our skin every day after we bathe. And it is their contention that this spray will make your skin feel more hydrated and healthier, and possibly in the long run cause you to have less of a need for cleaning products and maybe even deodorant as well.
So you said after we bathe, that means that you went to the extremes. AO Plus would be used sort of like we use deodorant now.
Conceivably. It depends on people's own body odor needs, I guess. But yes, I did go to the extreme for my story. What I decided to do to test out their product was to give myself the challenge of becoming a study subject for them for 28 days, try out their product, but remove all the conceivable variables, because the company had warned me that their body spray contained bacteria that, in spite of, you know, being 20 million bacteria for each spritz, are very sensitive to modern cleaning products and shampoos. I decided, well, I wasn't going to take any chances, and spent the entire 28-day study period without washing myself with soaps, shampoos. I also gave up deodorants, moisturizers, face cleansers, everything in my cabinet, basically.
So you misted yourself twice a day, and you were swabbed each week to detect changes. Did anyone notice or comment on your unwashed self or appearance?
You know, I will tell you that if you want to know who your real friends are, be sure to ask them to smell you after 28 days of not bathing with soap or shampoo and tell you what they think. So I have some very good friends. Some of them were even brave enough to get their nose right in there under my arms and give me lengthy descriptions of what I smelled like. Others said I smelled great, but they were usually on the other side of the room when they said it.
Here are some reactions that you managed to get on tape.
Julia smelled like scalp. Her hair looked like she had lathered it with butter.
I never saw any proof that she's actually writing this article, so I wonder if she just got really lazy for a month.
I'm really curious about the friend who pushed the nose right into the armpit. What was the reaction there?
You know, I got everything from, "You smell like my Dutch grandmother," to, "You smell like a homeless person," which is not what you want to hear, to, "You smell like onions," which I myself had detected, to, "You smell like pleasant pot," which was interesting. I don't know how I came to smell like pungent marijuana, but apparently that's part of my amino acid complex. So, you know, that was interesting.
It doesn't sound like it works then.
Well, here's the thing. You know, first of all, it's I can't say whether it works or doesn't. I do know that the function of these bacteria are to oxidize ammonia in your sweat. and turn them into scent-free harmless byproducts, nitrite and nitric oxide. So they kind of kidnap the smelling process, but they need sweat in order to do it. And the only time I really sweated was when I went to the gym. And let me tell you, I avoided going to the gym for much of the experiment for just that reason. I was afraid it was going to happen. But it was the one time in the experiment that after I sprayed myself with the bacteria before and after, my smell was gone.
This kind of reminds me of, do you remember like 10 years ago, there was this unshampoo movement? You know, people said you shouldn't shampoo your hair, you should just condition it or whatever. And there was this argument that we've trained our bodies to need washing. I wonder what you observed. Was your hair less greasy? Was your skin greasy? Did you have breakouts? Just curious.
You know, what's interesting, first of all, is that the no poo movement, no shampoo, actually still exists. I discovered it online in the course of my research, and it seems to have more adherence than ever. People who say that shampoo is, you know, is hurting us, and so are modern cleansers, and so they go without in many cases. You know, I observed that my skin actually, although my hair became very greasy and disgusting, my skin ended up feeling surprisingly hydrated. It was sort of like I had started visiting the sauna every week. And I also observed that my hormonally related breakouts disappeared, which was very unexpected because I had spent my teenage years taking antibiotics to clear up my skin to no avail. And all of a sudden here I was spraying probiotics, which might have had a more positive result all along.
Julia Scott is with us. She's a writer and radio producer who tried out a new live bacteria body spray, which is basically a probiotic for your skin, and wrote about the experience for the New York Times Magazine. Do you think something like the AO Biome spray could catch on?
I have a sense that it will, and I'll tell you why. The question are we too clean? Speaks to the fact that, you know, I think we're starting to recast our relationship with bacteria. If you think about it, we've never had a more schizophrenic relationship with bacteria than we do now. You know, we're eating probiotics every day at the same time as we're slathering on antibacterial soap and lotions. So we don't really want to think about the bacteria living on us, but we kind of want the bacteria that are good, but we're not sure which ones those are. And so I think we're starting to finally take a more nuanced view that while some bacteria are harmful, most are not. And that is what my research has borne out. And in fact, most bacteria has evolved to help us in ways that we don't yet understand. Now, that said, you'd think that a live probiotic body spray that looks and smells and tastes like water would not be an easy sell. But in fact, to my understanding, AO Biome has received more than 7,000 orders since my article came out.
Well, your article really did stir up quite a storm, but I've noticed that it's being cast as kind of a should we wash or not wash? I mean, that seems to be where the argument is coming down. And I'm wondering how public health officials, you know, people who want signs everywhere that say wash your hands after using the bathroom, how have they reacted to your article?
I haven't really seen too much of a reaction from public health officials, but I'll take this opportunity to say that hygiene is essential. And I did wash my hands during the experiment. There was no question that I wasn't going to, you know, stay healthy. And, you know, I don't think probiotics have come to the point yet where, you know, we're going to be spraying our hands with bacteria before we go into the surgical chamber in hospitals instead of using antibacterials. But I do think that the reason that we're talking about, you know, smell and cleanliness is that the entire role of soap has changed. It used to be for medical purposes, and now we've been persuaded that we need all kinds of products, not just to, you know, wipe away basic grime from our hands, but to be good smelling, to mask our personal odors at the same time as they wash our oils away. You know, my grandmother, you know, when she was growing up, never showered every day the way I grew up showering every day. She showered once a week and she washed her hair once a week. And, you know, she's just no smellier than I am. So I think culture has played a role in persuading us about the fact that we're smelly and unclean when we might just smell like ourselves.
The chemist who created AO Plus Cosmetic Mist had not showered for 12 years. I'm wondering if you are considering making the leap into the non-shampooing, non-soaping, just misting.
No. Short answer is no. You know, if there's one thing this experiment taught me is that I desperately need shampoo in my hair. However, I will say that I did change my habits radically after I stopped using AO Plus. I now only use shampoo twice a week instead of every day. I've stopped using deodorant with odor in it. I use fragrance-free deodorant. And I don't use any cleansers on my face at all. You know, I used to have like 3 or 4 different washes for my face and my body. So I ended up throwing out, you know, 75% of the cleaning products I was using. And I did it because I wanted to challenge myself to try to create as hospitable a personal biome as I could for my microflora, because I sort of got to know my own universe of bacteria up close during this experiment. And in the end, I think the biggest transformation was psychological, because I couldn't bear the thought of harming them more than I needed to.
Julia Scott, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My huge pleasure.
Julia Scott is a writer and a radio producer. You can find a link to her article for the New York Times Magazine and read more about AO Biome at wordofmouthradio.org.